15 U.S. states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency so he can get funds to build a border wall. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
California's Attorney General Javier Becerra is filing suit against the Trump administration. He says the emergency declaration violates the Constitution, adding that President Trump treats the rule of law with utter contempt. Democratic attorneys general from other states are joining in, including New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and Colorado. The states suing the president say by diverting military funding for building a wall, their economies and their military needs will suffer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe says top congressional leaders did not object in 2017 when he told them that the law enforcement agency had opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Donald Trump on the suspicion that he might have ties to Russia. Days before, Trump had fired James Comey, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who then was leading the FBI's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and possible Trump campaign links to Moscow. McCabe told NBC that he informed eight key lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and then House Speaker Paul Ryan, the top Republican lawmakers at the time, shortly after he opened the probe, and they did not object. Trump suggested Monday that McCabe and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein engaged in treasonous activity when they considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove him from office. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. India says Pakistan should stop misleading the international community and take action against the perpetrators of a deadly militant attack in Indian Kashmir, while Islamabad has warned it will swiftly retaliate if New Delhi launches any military action against Pakistan. Tensions between the two nuclear-armed rivals have escalated since last week's suicide bombing of Indian military forces in disputed Kashmir left 40 paramilitary personnel dead. The statement came in response to an address by Imran Khan in which he called on New Delhi to share actionable intelligence linking any Pakistani to the violence. Indian leaders have vowed to take punitive action against Islamabad, alleging the militant group behind the attack is tied to the neighboring country's spy agency, charges Pakistan rejects as baseless. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet says she's alarmed at the rising number of civilian casualties due to intensified attacks by Syrian government forces and their allies against Islamic State militants and other rebels in northern Idlib and surrounding areas. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's headquarters in Geneva.
Syrian forces and their allies have escalated ground-based bombardments in the so-called demilitarized buffer zone in recent weeks. The zone includes Idlib and areas of northern Hama and western Aleppo governorate. The United Nations had warned an attack in Idlib, where 3 million civilians were trapped, would trigger a humanitarian catastrophe. This agreement, however, has been unraveling since December. UN Human Rights Commissioner Michelle Bachelet says the recent surge in fighting has caused numerous civilian casualties. She warns that about 1 million people are in a very precarious situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The list of Democrats battling to oppose U.S. President Donald Trump in the 2020 election grew again Tuesday, with Senator Bernie Sanders announcing he is joining the race. The 77-year-old gained a strong following with plans to make college tuition free and for the government to greatly expand its role in providing health care to Americans when he ran in 2016. Sanders has been ranked among the leaders in opinion polls of prospective 2020 candidates. Negotiators from China and the United States will resume talks this week to resolve the ongoing trade war between the world's biggest economies. The White House says a third round of negotiations will take place Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington between lower-level deputies before moving on to senior-level talks beginning on Thursday. The talks will focus on achieving needed structural changes in China that affect trade with the U.S. I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more right here.